Hi everybody, what's up guys? My name is Sylvain, I'm from France. I'm a volunteer in checking organization in Portugal actually. Today for this podcast I'm the host, and in this episode titled Youth Workers Connecting with Youth, we're gonna talk about the identity of the youth workers and what can be the objective of their project to spot the needs of the young community. To talk with us, we have four guests today. This is four youth workers. You can say hello to our guest. Yeah! Oh, that's nice. Fine, to start, we are with Roxana. So Roxana, can you explain who you are and what you do?
Hello everyone. Thank you Silva for inviting me. I'm Roxana and I'm part of the Gamma Institute organization from Romania, and I'm working as Erasmus Plus project assistant.
So to start with the first question about youth workers, what does a youth workers do?
To answer at your question, a youth worker is a person who helps young people with their personal, social and educational development in an informal setting using educational processes, care and leisure approaches.
Okay, interesting. I have another question. What are the duties of a youth worker?
The duties of a youth worker are building supportive relationships. The chief duties of youth workers are to develop supportive relationships with young people that introduce them to new experiences while working to increase their confidence, empathy, and ambition, and to help them realize their own potential. Another duty of a youth worker is maintaining administrative tasks and project planning. While youth workers focus on working face-to-face with young people, they also have administrative duties, such as managing the facilities in which they work and planning projects for their clients. Projects help students learn to research and debate issues, to raise awareness, and to give them tools to develop their own views on controversial issues. Youth workers often hold workshops to educate and discuss issues with the young people, such as stereotypes and prejudices, and how to challenge them. Teaching self-confidence and self-awareness is also a duty of a youth worker. A youth worker offers positive and engaging activities for young people to explore issues affecting them daily. This helps the youth learn more about themselves, their skills, attitudes, values, and knowledge. The reflective observation and the relational experiences created by youth workers help youth to further their growth opportunities. A youth worker often provides individual mentoring sessions to young people to discuss issues affecting them.
Can you give us some example of your workers' tasks and duties?
The main duties and tasks of a youth worker include reaching out to youth and building relationships with them, setting up and running projects, including arranging workshops, events, and shared activities to bring young people together, encouraging youth to take part in planning activities, community or educational projects, and testing and reviewing activities, advocating, addressing and educating on the youth's interests, influences and issues, providing guidance and support to youth through teaching and mentoring, also developing collaboration on community resources, services and facilities, managing and developing communities programs and resources, undertaking administrative tasks, including applying for project funding, budgeting, writing and presenting reports to all stakeholders, also maintaining confidential records of the mentoring and coaching sessions with individuals, collaborating with other organizations such as police, schools, and community groups, recruiting, training, and managing staff, including volunteers, attending regular development and training opportunities to stay updated on health and safety issues, and also traveling to various locations for events or meetings.
Thanks, Roxana, for this information. It was super amazing. So now we are with Orestes. So Orestes, can you tell us who are you and what you do?
Thank you, Sylvain, for giving me this opportunity. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Orestes. I am a participant from the Greek organization, Youthfully Yours.
Okay, Orestes. I have two questions for you. The first is, can you describe to us the current situation of young people nowadays? And the second is, what are the ways that make possible to youth workers come in touch with young people?
So, let's talk about the current situation of young people nowadays in Europe. I will speak on behalf of my country, of Greece, since I know more information about it. The Greek society, in my opinion, is a closed-minded society with lots of people being poor and lack of basic funds. The educational system is not good enough to provide students with the knowledge they want. And there are lots of social groups that are isolated, like refugees and immigrants, people from the LGBT community, and also people that live in remote areas don't have access to basic information. So these are the basic needs from youth people in Greece. And now we will talk about how the youth workers, through the Erasmus Plus programs, can come in touch with those people in order to find a solution to those needs. Having said the above, it is clear to all of you, I suppose, that there is a big gap that needs to be filled, and it's easy for the European Union, through these actions, to actually come and give a solution to the problem. The next question that arises is this: how do the youth workers actually come in touch with these young people? How can this connection be made in reality? The answer to this, my friends, is, for example, first in schools and universities. Youth workers can come in touch with people from youth people and talk together about their problems, the things that worry them, their concerns, their needs. There's an interaction is being made between them. And so the youth workers can understand more clearly as to what the complete needs of those people are. Another interesting thing would be for the youth workers to try to learn the role models that youth people have. For example, that can be artists or actors, footballers, etc., etc. There are lots of people who represent youngsters nowadays, and a youth worker can come in touch with them, either through social media or face-to-face, and speak to them on behalf of the young people to learn what they really want from the society, what are their needs, what exactly help do they need to step ahead and move on with their lives. Moreover, it's easy to watch the statistical analysis and other online tools that a youth worker can take advantage of nowadays and come in touch with young people. For example, as far as I remember, during my first exchange project, I just found a random post on Facebook And that's how it all began. Somebody obviously put an ad in social media. I saw it, and here we are. Other solution for youth workers is to organize events together with municipalities or other NGOs or other organizations that can bring some people to this event and act as the connector between them. During these events, the youth worker can advertise the actions that he is taking, the project that he is facilitating, and it's a nice and pleasant way to come in touch with each other, to talk about and interact together. Last but not least, a key tool that a youth worker has in his disposal is empathy. We are all humans, and we must have the skill to step into the shoes of the other person, try to understand his needs, try to understand his feelings and what he wants. And with this method, he can have a guess or, I don't know, an imagination about what young people really want, and try to facilitate and integrate this data to his future projects.
Thanks you, Orestes, to give us your knowledge and all this information. So now we are with Andrea. So Andrea, can you tell us who are you and what you do?
Hello everyone, I'm Andrea from France, and I'm a volunteer with Solution, a French NGO. It is a partner of a Czech-in organization from Portugal.
Okay, so Andrea, this is my question for you. Why it's important to know the needs of the young people?
Thank you. This is a very important question you asked to me, for many reasons. At first, to understand more and solve the needs. When you ask directly to young people, you can create an adapted project. For example, I participated to a project about Nomos FOMOs. This is an addictive syndrome to the screens and social media. Like the organization knew the needs, they created some support to invite young people to disconnect and their parents to understand this syndrome. Maybe then know the needs is a way to involve young people. The organization proposed solution, but it can't exist without young people. For example, if a municipality proposes some money for young people, maybe a project, they will be responsive and involved about it. So this is the best way to involve them in a long term. And maybe finally, know the needs allow to create some engaged citizens. They learn a lot with the others, they grow up and develop good practices. This is a way to change their lives and create some good butterfly effects. They will involve their friends and family about this subject, and they will identify themselves to this cause and create some good things. It improves their personalities. They learn to become independent and contribute to a better world.
Okay, I got it. Thanks, Andrea, for all of this information. So now we are with George. So George, can you tell us who are you and what you do?
Hello everybody, this is George speaking. I'm coming from Romania and I'm a member of Gamma Institute.
Okay George, one question for you. Can you explain to us how Erasmus Plus project can respond to the youth needs?
Yes, Erasmus Plus is the program of the European Union in the field of education, youth and sports for the period 2021-2027. It is important because it's supporting the citizen in their personal and professional development. To be more specific, the program has the following objectives: promote learning, mobility for individuals and the group, as well as cooperation, quality, inclusion and equity, excellence, creativity and innovation. Promote non-formal and informal learning, mobility and active participation among young people. promote learning mobility of sport staff. Now, the priorities of Erasmus Plus program are inclusion and diversity, digital transformation, environment and fight against climate change, participation of democratic life. Erasmus Plus, now to respond at your question, has a positive effect on educational, social, personal and professional development, in that it enhances knowledge, skills and attitudes, improves employability, helps confidence building and independence, stimulates curiosity and innovation, and after all, builds a sense of European belonging.
Thank you so much, all of you, to your participation. It was an amazing episode. We hope that the auditors are happy and that they have learned a lot of good things. Okay, everybody. Today we learned a lot of things about the universe of the youth workers. So if you are interested by this, you can send us a message and come to our new events with youth workers and young, which will take place on. If you liked this episode, you can find the other on our podcast page, our website. Also, you can follow our social media to be informed of our news, like our new event. Unfortunately, this is the end of our meeting. No, I'm so sad. It was a pleasure to talk with you today. But don't worry, we will come back soon. For this day, I want to give us one sentence. Life is better when you smile, so smile to her and have fun. Catch you next time.